next reader. This is his fifth poetry class up to the mic. His name is Dieter, and his last name is spelled D-E-S-C-H-K-E, which I'm just not even going to attempt this evening. Dieter has recently published Poems for Women. It's available for 5,000 won. There, I got it. And a few minutes ago, I asked him, hey, Dieter, why did you call it Poems for Women? He said, well, I wanted to get it on the Oprah Winfrey Show. But I didn't know that she stopped doing that. So, if not going to get on Oprah, pick up a copy this evening. It's a deal for 5,000 won. Dieter. Can you please put your cell phones on buzzer?
You guys are crazy.
Thank you.
Hey, hello, ladies and gentlemen. This will be my last Poetry Plus performance, at least for a while. I go home on Wednesday. I can hardly believe it. The first poem that I want to read tonight, it's kind of a found persona poem. I wish I could say I invented this, but I didn't. I found it. I used to live next to a high school, and the kids would just throw their shit on my lawn. And I'd find these little notes that they'd written from time to time to each other, and they always made good reading. But this one, I think, was written by a student's mother. And it's called Epistle to Jenny and Mother. You know, they say the eyes are the window of the soul, but it's language that is the window of the soul, so take a look at these souls. Here we go. Epistle to Jenny and Mother. We, Don's parents, are extremely concerned for the welfare of our son. Therefore, please do not continue to place before our extremely young son the enticements to enamor him to your daughter. Specifically, the following. 1. Providing him with a bed, with or without her in it. 2. Providing him with a car, when obviously this is something, as a young adult male, he needs to provide for himself. He was given a minivan by us at no cost, but has not responded to utilizing it. 3. Allowing your daughter to isolate herself with our son. We know of 3 occasions where this female seductiveness has been extremely obvious and imprudent. All of the above have been detrimental to the spiritual and psychological development of our son, who with a great deal of venom informs us that he is 19 and can do as he pleases. We cannot stand passively by and see our son jeopardize his future when they are not conducive to his stabilized growth. Perhaps you have the means to pay for his education, which obviously is highly endangered from your above action. Robert and Joyce Balder. Okay, thank you. It's been my habit here to read things that were more or less entertaining. I wanted to make me laugh. But tonight I'd like to read a poem that I think is kind of vulnerable. It's sort of a memory. It's called Long Night. In late autumn years ago, I found myself upon a night without a place to go. It had not occurred to me until it was too late to find somewhere to sleep. I roamed the town where I was born. My father's house was only a few miles away, but I knew I wasn't welcome there to stay. The lonely echo of my steps led me to the little country school where first I learned to trace the echoes of my lonely steps. I wandered into the moonlit yard and curled up inside a tube slide. The folds of the coat I wore bunched like breasts about my chest, and above, a medallion of night sky ringed round with red plastic, jammed with bright stars. They didn't sleep that night. Well, I'm going home soon, I guess I should read the one poem that I've written so far about Korea. It takes me a long time to digest experience. I imagine that 6 months from now I'll be writing about Korea. But this one is called Alien or Gunnen Poku Solinida. Hello, my name is Peter Zeschke. I am from Garden Prairie, fucking USA, and I teach English in South Korea. I love Korean food. Koreans are surprised to see the way I eat it. Restaurant workers often ask me if I eat bread in my apartment. Sometimes I actually buy a loaf from the bakery near my workplace, and as I carry it like a football home, people I pass in the street almost smile. I can almost hear them thinking, there he goes with his bread, or look, there goes a rhinoceros. I'm really not sure about this next one. It's kind of, autobiography is suicide, I want to say. But, it's called Lucky Man. I'm a lucky man. What a pleasure those days we were apart. To have her come unexpectedly one night to my clean, bright apartment. Me reading Spinoza, listening to Corelli, and sipping red wine. Poker night, she called it, with mock derision that had been real had she caught me, as on the night before. Sink full of dishes, chop box flowing with shit, me drunk, hands greasy with lotion, the pornographic magazine spread out, filthy from 3 times in the garbage. As a dog returns to his vomit, you know. Oh crap, what was I going to read next? I had it all planned out. Oh, I got it written down. Shit. Alright. This is one that I read before, but it's one of my favorite poems, and I think it's one of Mike's favorite poems, too, so I'd like to read it again. It's called Destroyer of Worlds. That's a pretty heavy title. It's actually a quote of a quote of a quote of a quote. I think the rumor is that when the first atomic bomb was exploded in New Mexico or Arizona or wherever the hell it was, Oppenheimer said, I am become death, destroyer of worlds. This is a quote from the Bhagavad Gita. Anyhow, here we go. Destroyer of worlds. My friend Amy was sitting with some friends on the library steps. A hurt swallowtail lay in the palm of her hand, faintly beating the one wing. I wanted to hold it, so she carefully let the air slide it onto my palm, and it died the moment I touched it. The wing jerked once as if to attention and forever stopped. Look, I cried, I have the Midas touch of death. I'm like God, I kill whatever I touch. And then I laughed and said, no, I wouldn't want that. All right, one more, and I think this is a repeat too. I'm sorry if you guys have heard this one before, but it's one of my favorites. It's called First Load. Like the first scene of the first pornographic film I ever saw, which explained everything. Caught from Behind 17, the movie? The man in an open bathrobe seated behind the piano, absent-mindedly tinkling a Little Tory tune, till a sudden cut to the side view revealed the woman in a light blue nightgown beneath, sucking and stroking his monstrous isthmus. It startled me at first, as if I'd almost stepped in a dead animal smashed on the road, or felt the unexpected surge of current from a faulty television electric cord, but I quickly realized that this was exactly what I wanted to see. Gone forever were those prelapsarian orgasms, spasms that made my legs wobble and knees suck in my cheeks and my eardrums flutter. Well, I said to myself, now you're reproductive. Little did I know that's all it really was. Good night, and thank you very much. Thank you, everyone.